Blog Talk Radio.
The Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, presents The Michael Van Tool Show with jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Attorney Johnny Hawkins, also known as the Warrior Lawyer, is a nationally recognized personal injury expert also specializing in serious trucking and auto-related accidents, police misconduct, civil litigation, and probate law. Call the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, today at 248-567-9990. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in business support services dedicated to building your customer base. Call 248-516-8300. And now, Cav Tech graduate, former banker, community worker, published author, and recording artist, Michael Van Tool.
Michael Van Tool, thank you for joining us today. Later this month, missionary Hattie Humphrey will be joining us on July 31st on the Praise Network, and of course next Sunday right here on the podcast. Today's program is sponsored by the Law Office of Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, and Benjamin Brothers Realty. We're going to tell you more about how to fix a home. Find a home, fix it, and then flip it. So stay tuned for that. You're going to hear a little tutorial lesson on how to get involved in that and make some money. But Benjamin Brothers will teach you how to invest in property. That's going to be in a few minutes. I want to mention something about Franklin Wright Settlements real quick because this hour goes by fast. Franklin Wright Settlements is one of the leading nonprofits here in Michigan. And, you know, to support them with a tax-deductible contribution, you can call Dion at 313-579-1000, 313-579-1000. Leukemia and that's the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society of Michigan. Make an impact in the fight to cure cancer. Go to lls.org. LLS.org or call toll-free 1-800-955-4572. All right. The Sunday morning team is here. Let's go down the list. Henrietta Ivey, she is a political analyst here on the show and a home care advocate. Good morning, Henrietta.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Sunday morning team. Good morning to everyone in Detroit.
Kimberly Batchelor Davis, our lifestyle editor, author, speaker, and podcaster from the Batchelor Davis Group. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning to our amazing Sunday morning team, and good morning, Detroit.
And prophetess, minister, songstress, our devotional leader, evangelist, Christy Laster Andrews. Good morning, evangelist.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning to our amazing team, and good morning to everyone that's listening.
Great, and thank you so much for helping with my candidate, John Conyers III. He is visiting to Greater Pentecostal this morning, so we're looking forward to that. Thank you so much,
You're
Evangelist.
Welcome. You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. We are going to take a break. When we come back, we have the latest in news and weather. And, of course, it's brought to you by Benjamin Brothers Realty. You can they'll show you how to buy and sell homes. Learn how to do real estate investing. Do it for yourself. Create generational wealth. It's comprehensive, not expensive. They'll help you find them, fix them, and flip them. The number for Benjamin Brothers Realty is 331-248-7120. Benjamin Brothers Realty. We'll be right back after these two messages.
He's a member of the Realty.
We find them and fix them and fix them and flip them. We find them and fix them.
We find them and fix them and flip them. We find them and fix them and flip them. We find them and fix them. We find them and fix them. We find them and fix them and flip them.
Listen, we find them and fix them and flip them. We fix them and then we equip them. Got them drippin' with style. Got them like wow. Now everyone wants to know how. If you wanna do it yourself, you can generate generational wealth. It's so comprehensive and it's not expensive. It's such a financial help. You'll appreciate how we articulate when we communicate and we educate and we motivate and we innovate. It's
Benjamin Brothers Real Estate.
If you want to buy, sell, or learn how to do real estate investing, please call 331-248-7120 or email us at bbrosrealty@gmail.com. That's bbrosreality@gmail.com.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Waste no time and make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer.
Hello, I'm Johnny Hawkins, and I can assure you that no one can outservice me. How do I know this? Because I care. Listen to me. I'm only blessed in what I do so that I, in turn, can be a true blessing to others. That's it. That's how this thing works.
For a free telephone consult with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. That's 248-567-9990. And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
All right, we are back. Sunday morning team is here. Before the news, I do want to recognize, I never did this before, but we do have a few listeners that online in South Korea. Thank you for listening to us here all the way from South Korea, Ireland, Canada, and France. Thank you so much for listening to the Michael Van Tool Show podcast. So we appreciate you and, you know, tell your friends to listen also. So thank you. You know, COVID numbers are rising again, so be careful. And then don't forget to vote on August 2nd. I just got some little notes here before the news. Also, I just had a note here about the January 6th hearing. You know, it's just getting crazy. They're trying to wrap it up, but now with one more session to go, they're dealing with missing text messages now. And the rise in extremism has been kind of put on stage here during the January 6th hearing. So anyway, all right, in the news this morning, and I'll try to keep my commentaries and just do straight news. I'll see how I can do it. The Mega Millions jackpot has swelled to more than half a billion with a B. Billion dollars after nobody drew the winning six numbers Friday night. The next drawing is Tuesday, and the jackpot will be $530 million. If you take it in cash, it's going to be about $304 million. But there were some winners. One ticket was bought in California, matched the five white balls, and 28 tickets matched the four white balls and the mega ball. A total of 1.4 million winning tickets were sold. The last one, a $20 million jackpot, was last one on April 15th. So, hey, maybe time to go get a ticket. A woman reportedly pulled out her white card privilege during a traffic stop in Alaska. Mimi Israela said she was pulled over for weaving and couldn't find her license. The officers who responded are under investigation following this incident. police in Anchorage, Alaska, are investigating a viral social media post. Of course, everybody puts it on social media, of a woman who showed police officers her white privilege card instead of her driver's license during the traffic stop. The post has been since deleted. She was pulled over around 3:43 a.m. after she arrived in Anchorage for a rally, for a MAGA rally, by former President Donald Trump. Israeli wrote that the officer asked her for her driver's license and she couldn't find it. And she, when I saw my white privilege card, I gave it to him. If it's okay, she wrote. He laughed and called his partner. It's their first time to see a white privilege card, she said. And in a screen grab of a video reportedly of Israela's interaction posted on Twitter, she can be heard asking the officer, "You like my white privilege card?" The problem is it looks like they did accept it and let her go. That was the worst part about it. In a striking photograph, the U.S. President Joe Biden and the man he once called a pariah were fist bumping in Saudi Arabia. This was shocking. Saudi Arabia was always going to be a controversial stop on Joe Biden's first trip to the Middle East. Just 4 weeks earlier, Mr. Biden said that he would not meet with Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, also known as MBS. As he settled into the White House during the first few weeks in the job, he refused to even speak to Saudi Arabia's de facto ruler. That was a very shocking sight to see, especially since Saudi Arabia was responsible, according to U.S. intelligence, for killing journalist Khashoggi when he was visiting Turkey. You all remember that. If there's a heat wave going on in Europe right now, and it's causing a lot of heat-related deaths and breaking records in Western Europe and fueling wildfires. British authorities are issuing dire warnings as temperatures reach into the hundreds, 140 degrees Fahrenheit in Britain, a region usually known for moderate summer heat with highs in the 70s. It's the first time such a forecast has been made in the area. See, we're getting a lot of firsts now. The first time it has been this hot in Europe. The heat poses, of course, a serious health risk, as people will need to take precautions to avoid heat-related illnesses. And it's not just Great Britain. They're hitting 104. Portugal has hit 111, hit 111 degrees this week. Spain will reach up to 120. So, all right, let's welcome Chaplain Stephane Caffey. Chaplain Caffey is with the International Police and Fire Chaplain Association. Good morning, Chaplain.
Hey, good morning to you. I'm so glad that so saddened that I'm late. Amen. God bless you to you. God bless you to the Sunday morning team, those that are on, and God bless you to Detroit this morning.
And Chaplain Caffey, before we go any further into we want to start off with you this morning, since you are, you know, right on the line here. I know you have a praise report to share with us, and we want to sit back and listen to this praise report. Go right ahead.
Well, I thank God because my daughter had left home and was missing for a couple of days. And I called you, Mike. After getting a message from you, you, Sister Henrietta, amen, and the other praise warriors that did, in fact, finally reach out to me. Well, thank God for that. Even though she was on the news is missing and on social media is missing, she was found. Amen. So I truly thank God. Thank God for that. I don't think you can cry. I didn't think I could cry that much for 2 days. And I don't even think I have any more tears left in me.
Well, now there's a time of joy now. So
yes,
so happy. Yeah.
But what I just would like to say to the people is that whatever that's causing your child to leave your home, you need to fix it. You need to fix it. It's very dangerous out here on these streets. This is a different era of time where running away should not even be in a child's mind. So things that this is after COVID, everything is opening up, and now kids wanting to get out, and they're using any excuse and reason to just go away. But whatever's going on at home, well, fix it so that you don't have to. It's because it was a horrible experience for me for those 2 days. Horrible. And I don't ever want no parent to have to sit back and wonder where their child is and really not know. It hurts. It hurt me real, real bad. But I
so, Chaplain, she's okay. There's nothing wrong with her physically.
Yes.
And
no.
And, okay, good. Good.
No, she's back at home and everything. It would have been something wrong with her physically if I could have got to her. But I couldn't get to her. I won't tell you that.
Well.
But she got lucky. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? She got off on that
well,
one.
Well, I know you've probably already had a conversation with her on how dangerous it was for her to be away like that you know, without any notice. And she does, and I'm sure she knows now how serious that was and how anything could have happened.
Absolutely. And I thank God especially for you, Mike, because you reached out to me immediately.
I was just stunned when I read the article and I clicked on there and it you know, and I saw your name, and
yeah.
I think it was a click on Detroit news story. I had to share it right away and call you right away. It just hit me. I'm like, wow, that's our own Chaplain Kathy. And his daughter
stepped
in the
up and really truly improved.
Well, thank you for sharing that with us. We all share in your joy, and you know, I know you're relieved as a dad. You're relieved,
yes,
and you're just glad it's over and she's back safely at home. Great,
yes,
great. All right, thank you. So you let it off. So this time, Chaplain, you were first. We had to put you first today. So let's go down the list. Henrietta Ivy. Henrietta, you there? While she's getting together, let's go to Kimberly. Kimberly.
Sorry, I had it on mute.
Oh,
I was talking.
You there,
Henrietta?
Okay,
mute.
Had it on mute.
Yeah,
okay, go right ahead.
Just want to say good morning to everybody and to you, Stephen Chaplain, Bishop Chaplain.
Yes.
You know what? Let me tell you something. As a parent, no one ever wants that feeling. I am so happy for you and your daughter that she's back home safely, because that's a story many people need the opportunity to have. And I am very, 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 very grateful, and I'm so happy because, like Michael, when I saw the story, and Michael said, "Did you hear about Stephen's daughter?" I'm like, "No." And when he sent me the article, you know, I'm, you know, usually be on top of stuff, but it's just been a lot going on. No excuses. But when he sent it to me, I immediately was like, wow. And I couldn't, I can't even imagine as a parent. I mean, I've had some brief moments, but nothing like that. And I just thank God that she's returned home safely and that everybody is, you know, well, that she's not in harm's way and no harm was done to her. That is truly God blessing me. So as your sister, I'm so happy for you. I'm exhaling too. Cause look, we didn't hear anything. Yes, we really didn't. And so with what's going on in the political area, we have a lot, you know, it's political season. Everything is gearing up. Events are happening. I just want to say to everybody that's listening, please reach out to your friends, neighbors, family, and talk about the voting that's coming up in about 16 days. we need everybody out here voting. Like, we really need everybody voting August 2nd. We have a lot of great candidates that are running. We have a lot of great candidates that are running for reelection. So I tell everybody, please use your – and please let us have a high voting turnout percentage this year, because normally every year with the primaries, there's something very important about that, and a lot of people don't know. And as I was doing some slight community engagement on voting, a lot of people think that they can do their candidates vote for their candidate in November. And I had to let a lot of people know, if you don't do it now, November comes, your candidate may not be on the ballot, so you won't be able to vote for them. And that's where I think the discouragement comes in at, because people say, well, hey, I was going to vote for my candidate, and I couldn't find them on the ballot. It's some shadiness, or they think it's being shady, but what they don't understand is if you don't put that person on the ballot in the primary, they're not going to make it to the November ballot. So the person you may want to go to the seat may not get that seat if you're not voting in the primary. So I, you know, want everyone that's listening, please understand, vote in the primary. That is the most important voting right now is your primary. So please get out and vote August 2nd. Talk to your friends, family, neighbors, and let them know how important it is to get the person you want to see make change in your communities on that ballot so they can move to the November election. And that's it right there for me.
Yes, thank you so much. That is important. Yep, August 2nd is the most important one, because if they don't make it on the 2nd, they're out. Your candidate
is out.
Just because you just waited to vote for them in November, they didn't even make it August 2nd. So that is so important. All right. Kimberly Batchelor Davis.
Good morning, everyone. I am very happy to hear that praise report as well. Oftentimes we know that we don't always hear good news when people go missing. So that is a blessing to hear that this morning. But I do have a feel-good story. Being a weekend warrior boosts health just almost as much as working out every day, according to new research. People who cram exercise into one or two sessions on the weekend lower their risk of premature death as much as peers who spread exercise through the week. Both groups are less likely to succumb to cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and other killer diseases rather than couch potatoes, say scientists. The findings published in JAMA Internal Medicine are based on more than 350,000 adults in the U.S., followed for just over a decade on average. An earlier analysis from more than 63,000 Britons by another team came to the same conclusion. At least 150 or 75 minutes of moderate or vigorous intensity, respectively, is advised for 18 to 64-year-olds in both countries. Out of almost 22,000 deaths, there were 8% and 15% fewer in weekend warriors and regularly active individuals, respectively. We found they had similar all-cause and cause-specific mortality, suggesting when performing the same amount of physical activity, spreading it over more days or concentrating it into fewer days may not influence outcomes, the study author Professor Yafek Wang of, and I'm going to butcher this name, so I apologize, of Jingyan University in China. It has implications for those who struggle to find time owing to work or family commitments and who may find it easier to fit less frequent bouts of physical activity into a busy, busy lifestyle. The international team, including British scientists, looked at links between the weekend warrior and other physical activity patterns and deaths from all causes, including cardiovascular disease and cancer. The findings underscore that regular physical activity has been associated with lower risk of all-cause and cause-specific mortality compared with physical inactivity, said Wang. Most importantly, these findings suggest that whether the recommended amount of moderate to vigorous physical activity is spread out during the week or concentrated in fewer days, there may be no significant difference in health benefits. For people with fewer opportunities for daily or regular physical activity during their work week, these findings are important. So let's get moving, guys.
So, Kimberly, does political campaigning qualify under the weekend warrior?
Yes, it is. Absolutely. For walking, You are walking and you are moving.
Yeah.
So yes, it does.
Henrietta, I had a full day Friday and Saturday, and I am making a couple of stops this morning, too. I can't wait till August 2nd.
Look, let me tell you something, Michael. I've been working, since I became a campaign manager, which was like in end of April, early May. And I'm telling you, with work and community engaging with that and then going right back out doing it again and then running, going from place to place and place. We actually hit the Hotter Than July event last night, which was absolutely amazing. The LGBT community did a concert. They had the Brett as the main entertainer tonight, but we had a lot of great artists from Detroit that was on that soundboard stage. The house was packed. Of course, I had my mask on. I don't play that. But then we got to hop on events today. Is there events going on Monday? And I have to work. So I tell you, Kimberly, your story speaks to me because I'm telling you,
weekend warriors.
You have to have that moment where you take it for yourself. If you don't, you will burn out. And I mean burn out. So,
yes.
It's a lot of work, but it's enjoyable.
Yes, that's the key. Don't burn out. All right. Evangelist Christy Laster Andrews.
I'm in the house walking back and forth. Does that count? I haven't been canvassing, but I have been walking through the neighborhood just to get my heart rate up and to get steps in and to get my exercise in. And I have a personal trainer. I just wanted to say this. And her name, many of you probably know her because she's amazing. Her name is YouTube, and she's my personal trainer. Go on there, and I find the best video that suits what I want to do for that day, what I want to work on for that day, and I get a good sweat, get my heart rate up. It's amazing. So if any of you, want to know my personal trainer, just let me know. She's good friends with Google. For nutrition ideas and recipes and things of that nature.
That must be really expensive.
The best studies. Well, I do what I can with what I have.
She's available 24/7.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the amazing part about it. Yeah, they're always available for you. So when I got up this morning, I just had that a little thought that came to my mind, and we are all very familiar with Psalms 23, but the sixth verse of Psalms 23 says, "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Just want to shout out to Chaplain, and I'm thankful to God that your daughter is home and safe. I have four amazing children, so I can't imagine being in that position. And I just pray for our young people every day because there's so much going on in the world. Even with all of the things going on in the world, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. There's another version of that verse that says, "Your beauty and your love chase after me every day of my life. I'm back home in the house of God for the rest of my life." And then there's another version that says, "Surely goodness and loving kindness shall follow me all the days of my life." When we were kids, I would hear my mother yell out, "Lord, have mercy." And term that she would yell out, like, "Lord, cover me. Lord, protect me in this moment. Lord, keep me in this moment." We could be, someone maybe driving crazy or there's something that happens, devastating news you hear. And the first thing she would shout out is, "Lord, have mercy." So when I hear all of the things that are going on in the world, I'm like, "Lord, have mercy," because his mercy, his grace is sufficient for us. So when you find yourself in a bind, in a tight situation, we can truly say, "Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever," because his grace is sufficient and his mercy is a real thing, and we can apply it to our daily lives because the Bible says we can. So that was my thought when I got up this morning.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. Yes. All right. We're going to take a break. There's people that may be interested in signing up to learn how to invest in properties, fix them and sell them. There's just a short 2-minute message from Benjamin Brothers Realty I want you to listen to. You know, I found out, and I was mentioning it this morning on the Praise Network, that, you know, when you wake up early, you can get a lot of stuff done. And some people that wake up early be surprised at the information that we have early in the morning, even 7:30, but even 9 o'clock is early for a lot of people on Sunday mornings. But I found out at the bank many years ago that when it comes to business, get up early and move. You know, a lot of people don't understand that when people are early in the morning, people are up, available, businesses are open, things get done. If you start out something early in the morning, you most likely will be able to complete it before the end of the business. I remember many times people would come into, when I was a bank manager, people would come into the bank, you know, we close at 5, they'll come in at 4:30 or 4:45 with a briefcase full of paperwork to do business. By the time I got started, a lot of businesses and other banks are already closed, and I had to table a lot of that and wait for the next morning. And it's hard to, that's something you learn. I can't tell you, it's too late for some people to tell them stuff when they're grown, that you don't come in at the end of the day to do business because nobody's available. Nothing is open, and you can't get anything done. And I have to wrap it all up and tell them, look, we got to do this in the morning. I can't even reach your bank. I can't even reach this company. I can't verify this, you know. So business is business.
Hello, President. Hey, what up, fam? Hey, man, let me hold $2 so I get my check next week. Come on, man, I'll pay you back. Man, come on, let me hold something.
I'll be there, consensus. I'll be there when it's finished. Like, we supposed to be family, and not my business. Listen, business is business. Homie, business is business. Family business is business. Listen, business is business. Listen, it's never personal. Business is business. It's never personal. Business is business. It's never personal. It's never personal. No, it's never personal. Listen, business is business.
Please let me explain for those who don't understand. I'll show you how to turn a hundo into a van. Now you don't need the kitchen. Now you don't need the pot. Now you don't need the chopper. Now you don't need the Glock. But one thing you will need is an LLC. And if you don't know how to get it, you can holler at me. And if I'm busy, then you holler at Keith. Then you can holler at Adelie, but it costs you a fee.
I'll be there at concession. I'll be there when it's finished. Like, we supposed to be family, and not my business. Business. Listen, business is business. Homie, business is business. Family business is business. Listen, business is business. Listen, it's never personal.
Now listen to this tutorial about how to get into that business of finding them, fixing them, and flipping them. You might need pen and paper.
Benjamin Brothers Realty Sales Agent. This is the newest and most lucrative program of modern time, which provides you with unlimited funding. This is our Tier 3 program. We find them, we fix them, we flip them. 100% financing program. This program gives you the ability to partner with Benjamin Brothers Realty and broker deals as 50-50 partners. We purchase, we pay for material, we pay for labor, and you benefit. This means Benjamin Brothers Realty will, number one, train you on how to find the deals and provide the contract to lock in the deals. Number two, we train you on how to build your team of contractors and pay all labor costs. Number three, Benjamin Brothers Realty provides all financing for materials. Number four, your obligation is to tune in every Monday and Thursday and pay a one-time only sales agent fee of $2,500. Number five, after all fees are paid, next is the big check, the 50-50 split. Incentives on being a sales agent include building your team, profiting on your efforts, $250 upfront referral fee, or 5% off the first deal, 2.5% from the person who signed you up, and 2.5% from Benjamin Brothers Realty, totaling 5%. Incentives on being a senior sales agent include sign up for sales agents, and you receive 5% royalty for as long as your team is active. Does this sound like a good deal to you? I thought so. Give us a call today at 331-248-7120. Talk to you soon.
And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
Okay, we're back just in time for weather today. It looks really nice out right now. It's warm. And what do we have in store, Kimberly?
Well, currently right now it's 73 degrees. It is cloudy. We should expect scattered thunderstorms today with a high of 80 and a low of 68. Tomorrow, showers will continue with a high of 86 and a low of 70. On Tuesday, the sun returns. It will be mostly sunny with a high of 92 and a low of 73. Amen. On Wednesday, we will have more scattered thunderstorms with a high of 90 and a low of 67. On Thursday, we'll have a few showers that will pop in and out at a high of 84 with a low of 65. Yeah. And on Friday, we will return to partly cloudy skies with some sun peeking out at a high of 88 and a low of 68. And on Saturday, partly cloudy skies again with a high of 89 and a low of 69. And that's the weather.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Thank you. So it looks like it's going to be a washout today once this rain starts. Kimberly,
yes.
I saw some of the radar, and it's like a big batch coming now, and then
yes.
a little break, and then just all
more
through
rain.
The afternoon, evening, night, tomorrow morning, we
yes.
got a lot of rain coming.
yes,
yeah.
but we need it. We need it. Our grass totals are down, but we do it. Yes, that's it. Right, our grass, our gardens need it, so we do need it. So for those that, if you're a homeowner and you're close to a drain, make sure you clean your drains off so that we can keep water from backing up. We don't want to continue to have some of the problems that we have in the city. Thank you.
Yes, yes. You know, what I wanted to ask you all about is, have you had situations where, you know, something comes at you and it's not good, it's something bad, and you successfully, you pray about it and it's gone and you feel like you won, but then it comes back in a different form. You know, the thing about that lipstick with the, you know how that, it's because even if you put lipstick on a pig, you know, it's still a pig. It's the, you know, the reason I brought it up is because I've noticed sometimes things, you know, come at all of us. And you think you've successfully pushed it away and you might've done everything right, but you know, the enemy is persistent. And he looks for weaknesses, and I think that's why, you know, that we have this, you know, you have to be protected from all sides, because he's going to keep prodding and seeing where he can, where's your weak point. I think that's the thing, you know, the enemy's trying to figure out where your weak point is, because then all of a sudden, it could be next week, next month, that something is coming back at you again in a different form. And you may think that it's something different or, oh, this time this is a better deal. And you realize that, you know what, wait a minute. Once you sit down and analyze it and think about it and pray about it, you realize this is the same thing that was coming at me last month, and now it's coming in a different form. I don't know. We got some Bible scholars here on the program. It's not just about, well, we can't protect ourselves. God protects us, but he gives us a sword, the Bible, the word.
Mm-hmm.
What are some other things that God gives you in order to protect yourself? Because you have to, you can't rely, you know, yourself. You can't fight the enemy yourself.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the other things that God gives you? I can't seem to think of some of them right now, but I know that with the Bible scholars that we have here, such as Chaplain Kathy, that
love
you all know. I know there's the breastplate.
The breastplate of righteousness.
Okay, there we go. See, now we're talking. Now we're talking. Yes.
Putting on the whole armor of God. You never heard that. You never did it. You don't remember that. You know, you just cannot. You're a man as yourself cannot remember that. Or
that,
where
you know,
is
because,
that?
You know, I didn't go to, like I said, I never went to seminary. I always almost get it mixed up. But I think, if I'm not mistaken, in Ephesians 6, it says that, you know, in the armor of a Roman soldier, the breastplate served as a protection for some of the most important parts of the body, you know.
Right.
And the breastplate of righteousness, that that is just one of the things.
Yes.
That protects us. And I think it was in, if I'm not mistaken, I think it was in 2 Corinthians.
What does it protect?
I think it's in 2 Corinthians.
Oh, you think? what about, let's, I'm going to just go a little deeper. Being girded in God. And the reason why he talks about being girded is because it's the way you plant your feet. See, the shoes that the prophets and the apostles and all of them wore back in those times, they had what they called grips on the bottom of them. People say, well, how they get through the sand and all of that with them slippery sandals on that they had? Well, they were girded. They had ridges on the bottom of the shoes that prevented them from moving. At times, somebody that had on different shoes would move. So a lot of folk never knew that. They never knew. They were like, man, wouldn't Moses get to slide down Mount Moriah? But no, Moses didn't have to slide down Mount Moriah because he was girded. He was in his tiny of his feet in the shoes that he wore. So we have to stand. One of the things that God gives us more, he gives us him. He says, greater is he that is in you than he that is of this world. You are no better weapon against evil than God himself. The voice of God is in you. So I'm going to get out of the way and let these other Bible scholars only have a piece of you.
Well,
like,
you know,
back
in those days, Chaplain, the Roman soldier was looked at as one of the most feared, powerful warriors, soldiers on the planet. I mean, just like an American soldier is now. Do you know, you all don't understand what an American soldier has once he lands on the ground in another country. We, our American soldiers have so much technology on them. I mean, weaponry. All I could say is that thank God you don't live in a country that we're at war with. because you see what Russia's doing to Ukraine right now. But if an enemy comes to us, we can unleash so much damage. And when an American soldier walks on the ground in another country, we have the best vehicles. We have the best fighter jets. We have the best equipped soldiers, the best trained. I'm telling you, that's how the Roman soldiers were back in those early days. They had armor. I mean, you couldn't even hardly remember. You had swords and spears back then. You could hardly get your sword into a Roman soldier because he had so much protection on him.
Yeah.
And that's the same that Corinthians and Ephesians tries to explain how a Roman soldier was protected, that's how God wants us protected, because we're going to get hit by the enemy, and I ain't trying to preach up in here, but we get hit by the enemy from the front, from behind, from our feet, from our head, and we got to be protected always, because you don't know how the enemy is going to come at you. Didn't they say somewhere, and I don't know, about the fact that the enemy, Satan, can come in all types of forms, that he can look beautiful 1 minute?
Yes.
Scare you the next. Somebody somewhere, doesn't it say that he was one of the most beautiful beings?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yes.
Come on now. Yes.
You were talking about how our soldiers are equipped, ready for battle. You talked about like the Roman soldiers and how they were equipped. And they had the tools and everything that they needed. And then when the Bible says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, that the Lord will raise a standard against him.
Yes.
Now, when he comes into our personal lives, we're not walking around with heavy metals and artillery.
Yeah,
well, some
true.
Of y'all are.
Right,
but
right.
We're not walking around with that type of heavy artillery. So who and what is raising up the standard? This is when I believe the Lord dispatches his angels to help us in those times of need, to help us, to guard us, to cover us, to protect us in those times when we need it the most. So, and then it's those prayers that we have sent up before the battle comes, those prayers that we sent up that he heard. Remember when Daniel prayed? And it seemed like it was taking forever. It took 21 days, you know, where y'all get the Daniel fast. It's not really a fast. It's just a 21 days for him to receive his answer. But as soon as he prayed, the Lord heard words. And when it got rough and time was moving on, the answer came just in the nick of time for those prayers. And then he'll release angels to You're not alone. That's right.
You know, even our soldiers, they said that some of the Russian soldiers over in Ukraine right now, they're ready to eat, meals ready to eat, MREs. Some of them were spoiled, bad. But when our soldiers land on foreign soil, they have fresh meals ready to eat. They have flashlights. They have seen the night, seen the dark vision. They've got the best weapons, heavy boots, flak jackets. They got all that. And, you know, in the Bible it says, like you said, Chaplain, stand firm. The belt of truth around your waist, the breastplate of righteousness in place, and your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace, the shield of faith with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one, the helmet of salvation, the sword of the spirit, all that. Yes, because once the enemy comes at you, you're going to wish that you had. I mean, I could. I thank God I haven't had to go to war, and I'm too old now. You know, well, at least in our current laws, some countries like Ukraine, it all the men. You know, at certain age, I think it's late teens in Ukraine right now. Some countries, I don't even think there is an age limit. Every able man is eligible to go to war. Thank God I haven't had to fight in any wars. I'm telling you, you know, and I appreciate all those soldiers, American soldiers who have gone out there. And I was looking at some of the World War II. You know, they say that's the greatest generation. Can you imagine? They said some people, you know, on D-Day, and then I'm going to stop preaching in a moment, but on D-Day, when they, do you know how afraid, imagine you being on one of those boats going into France to climb those cliffs while you're getting shot at by the Germans. They said some of the American soldiers were shot, killed while they were in the boat coming toward the Normandy and Omaha beaches. Look at you all have seen Saving Private Ryan. That was one of the most authentic recreations of what happened. Nobody said anything. None of those living surviving soldiers said anything bad about that movie. It was very accurate. Some of them, by the, you know, the boats let down and they got out of the boat to run toward shore. They were shot and killed in the water. They said men were throwing up. You think you don't need this protection? I'm telling you, I don't know what I would have done, how I would have been ready to, because like I said, some of those men died in the boat before they even got off the boat. The Germans were shooting down at them. You better take this stuff seriously. I'm telling you.
Yeah, that was a very graphic. I can only watch Private Ryan maybe once a year, because when I sat and watched the whole movie, it was heartbreaking. It was it was like in my mind, like, this is real. You can imagine that being the real war, and it was based on a real story, and the things that they saw in the murders and the death and the fear. It's a lot to watch. You have to really prepare yourself. Literally, if you haven't seen that movie, you must prepare yourself to see that movie. It's one of those movies I have, even now when I'm ready to watch it, I have to put it, be in a certain mindset to watch it. I just can't watch it.
And they were shot from high above. I mean, how can you protect yourself? So that meant that the first few thousand men on that beach basically were sacrificed.
Yep.
Sacrificed. Mm-hmm. But we have... Yes.
Listen, I know this is off key, but can someone tell me... This bird just hit my window, like, really hard, and landed into my flower garden.
Oh.
Your windows must be clean, because they don't know. Right. That's what happened.
Right.
It sounded like
somebody threw a ball at my window. I was like, what the heck? I look out the window. It's a bird, like, right there in my flower bed. I'm like, oh,
yeah,
no.
That bird knocked himself out. That's what
what it was.
Maybe
he
was like,
you're trying to get up. Yeah, the bird must have thought he had him a whole arm, and he didn't. The bird was listening
like
to us this morning.
He let it in the garden, them wings all spread it out. Now he looked like he's trying to gather himself.
You must have just cleaned your windows recently. But, Chaplain, you were just getting ready to say something yourself just now, because I know we only got about 5 minutes left.
Yes. I wanted to say that, you know, since you're in the bed with that Ephesians 6:11-18, let me pull the covers up off of you. And let us all know that this is the spiritual warfare that we have today. So when they went back through in those days, God equips us with these things now so that we can handle the wars that we're having today, when you talked about the belt of truth, when you talk about the breastplate of righteousness, the gospel of peace, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit. These are the things that we need now in order to deal with these everyday wars that we have in this day and time with our spirituality, the spiritual warfares. And so this scripture, Ephesians 6, 11 and 18, it deals with the here and now. It deals with the here and now. So I just thank you for Pastor Mike for giving us that snippet this morning.
Well,
in regards to the wars and what God has provided us to help us through this day.
Amen.
Well,
amen.
Michael, let's add Romans 5:3. So we gonna bring this to a close. Thank you, Bishop.
All right,
we can rejoice too,
Kimberly.
When we run into problems and trials, but we know that they help us develop endurance.
That's right.
The Bible talks about us getting together and encouraging one another, and let us not forsake that. And I know that we have all of these, the breastplate, the sword, all of those things, but we also have each other. Just like we're here right now talking about the Word of God, this is for someone. This is an encouragement. My favorite scripture is Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord.
They are
plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. When we talk about God, when we pray, when we keep our faith and our focus on Him, when we encourage one another, when we put on all the whole armor of God, because I know my friends didn't go to seminary, but, you know, I need you to open your Bible and read a little bit, and you know, so you can get this. But this will help you in your daily spiritual war, because we don't fight against physical. We fight.
That's right. Let's remember that.
So
keep
our faith and focus on God and pray.
In high places, isn't it? I'm telling you, it's all around.
The evil is all around us.
In government. Yes, it's a war. It's a war.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I appreciate God placing me in a family with two preachers and part of the salvation. That's what Salvation Army is all about. Think about it. Salvation Army. It's a war. It's a war.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad my eyes are open to see that it is a war. But just, I guess my message this morning is, you know, use those things that God has given us to protect ourselves, because the enemy is coming in. He's in many forms, colors, sometimes looks beautiful, sometimes scary, sometimes with everything that you want. So you got to be careful. It's not always what it looks like. And I think that's what it is this morning. Look, I had a great time. Thank you, Sunday morning team. Have a great day today. And let's enjoy the rain. Okay, we need the water.
Yes.
We need the rain. God bless you. Have a great day. We're going to listen to it. I just love this peppy little song here. I'm going to play it, but then I'm also going to play God's Been Good to Me Too. But God bless you. Have a great day. This is a wake up song right here. This song will wake you up.
This is a member of the Real Team.
We find them and fix them and fix them and flip them. We find them and fix them.
We find them and fix them and flip them. We find them and fix them and flip them. We find them and fix them. We find them and fix them. We find them and fix them and flip them.
Listen, we find them and fix them and flip them. We fix them and then we equip them. Got them drippin' in style, got them like wow. Now everyone wants to know how.
If
you wanna do it yourself, you can generate generational wealth.
listening to The Michael Van Tool Show, brought to you in part by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. Build your customer base now. And the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer. Call Johnny Hawkins, the personal injury expert, today at 248-567-9990. Thank you for listening. Everything is going to be all right.